yes, it was a big experience for everybody, every side. I think that the whole organization, the board, everybody has a lot of those things, and right now we are trying to work a little bit different way to avoid situation again. And I have to say that since the lockout, the orchestra is playing even better than before, and we've got like a good number of new young like hungry kind of players, and I have to say that the orchestra is really playing well, but also the whole organization. I would like to thank the management and the board for the collaboration which we all are doing, and it looks like it's a great thing for us and gives us a even better chance to make high quality music.
We'll be hearing a work from Sibelius and Saga, and it's not a work that I'm as familiar with. I know most of his symphonies pretty well. I know Finlandia pretty well. Tell us a little bit about this particular work on Saga.
Well, it's Opus 9, so it's a young composer's work, and I wanted to have something not so familiar because I think it's a great piece of music, and I know that everybody who is going to be in a concert, they will like the piece. Also, it has some connection to Karelian music or even Russian music. And when we're going to play the soloist number, Tchaikovsky's first piano concerto, I can see those two pieces, and Saga and the piano concerto, are very well connected.
Very nice. And if you could, I know that you are yourself a native of Finland. Could you just explain to our audience just how much the music of Sibelius means to everyone in Finland?
Well, it's a very big thing because when Sibelius was born 1865, Finland was part of Russia, and people wanted to get the independence, and when Sibelius was composing things, he was one of those most prominent person to write music which everybody understood is working for Finland, and he was also one of the very very first Finns who got international career, and I think that. That if a country with a population of 4 million, if they are thinking about independence, then they ask the question, can we do it with other countries? And Sibelius was such kind of good example about the person who had done it and who was doing it. So I think that Sibelius is a hero in Finland, not only for the music lovers but for the whole nation.
And of course, the Beethoven Symphony Number 7 is on the program as well. What stands out to you about Beethoven's Seventh?
I think it is a great, I would say, like even a concerto for the orchestra, so that it gives for every groups of the orchestra a lot of things to do, and one big thing in the whole piece is it's very rhythmically connected to dance. It has been called often, like, I don't know, can I say it correctly in English, like apotheos of dance, like such kind of symbol, how the music is not only making melodies, but it's dancing with those melodies too. And so especially the first movement when the Allegro starts, it's huge. It's just gives you a lot of energy and maybe gives you some moments, even to the listeners who are listening to it.
And before I let you go this morning, I wanted to also mention, you know, your orchestra has been nominated for a Grammy Award for your recording of Mahler's Fifth Symphony. Congratulations on that first.
Thank you.
And if you could, just, you know, tell us a little bit about this particular recording of Mahler's Fifth. What in particular were you trying to bring out or emphasize in such a well-known symphony?
Mahler said that the symphony should include everything, and I just try to read the score as carefully as I can, and I try to follow the way the composer gave us. I believe that Mahler wrote great music. We have to remember that he wasn't only a composer, but he was a conductor too. So he knew the orchestra at least in two ways: as a conductor and as a composer to write music for the orchestra. So I just try to find out as well as I can the way how the composer wrote the piece, and for me it's the only way.